And there arose a great storm of wind.
Yeah, say it, say it.
And the waves beat into the ship.
Well.
So that it was covered with waves.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish to repeat Mark 4:37. And there arose a great storm of wind.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
And the waves beat into the ship.
Yeah.
So that it was now full.
Yeah.
The secret storm.
Yeah.
Look out.
The secret storm.
Yeah.
Storm is a terrible thing in any walk of life.
Yeah.
Whether it's a domestic storm, any storm is always a terrible thing.
Yeah. I hear you.
But when we speak of a secret storm, this is one of the worst things that can happen. When storms arise with the weather, there's usually warning sent out on your televisions and on your radio. So if a storm strike is not as bad because we have been forewarned.
Preach on, preach.
But when a storm slips up on you, that is a terrible thing. A secret storm. Now, the devil's number one weapon for a child of God is a secret storm. Do I have any witnesses? The devil's main job is to catch you off guard. His main job is to upset your Christian life. His job is to come unexpected. His job is to come full announced and unannounced. His job is to come where we don't think he's going to come. The devil's job is to come when we think we got everything fixed all right. This is when the devil majors and sending secret storms in all of our lives. Yes, my friends, there is a secret financial storm that many people today are going through. Instead of things going down in this world, prices are continuing to go up. And life is becoming harder and harder to live. And to provide for our families is getting tougher and tougher. How many people cannot rest at night? And I wish I had some witnesses.
Go ahead.
Because they are not able to pay their bills. How many people cannot have the happiness that they want in life? Because they are not able to make ends meet.
Go ahead.
People are disturbed and people are worried. Because we are going through secret financial storm. And we cry out in the gust Yeah. When the first of the month comes,
yeah.
Lord, how in the world am I gonna make it?
Yeah.
Well, when you are having a secret financial storm, all you got to do is the call of Jesus Christ. And just do like these disciples here. When they found themselves out in the midst of the sea, on this little boat trying to row to the other side, they said, Lord, have mercy on me. And I need you to help me to go to the other side. Yes, when you are having a secret financial storm, there is a God in heaven who has all of the money in his hand. He has all of the power in his hand. This God that we serve is so big, you can't get over him. He's so wide, you can't get around. He's so low until you can't get under him. So you must come in by the door. Yes, some of us are having secret domestic stuff. Yes, some of the homes in here and all over the world have been on the rocks for 20 and 24 years. Those type of homes the people have gotten accustomed to living in. And those storms are not so hard. Because they've been going through this domestic storm for so many years. But the domestic storm that throws people off the track is that secret domestic storm. When you stay there in the home and do the best you can, and you think everything is all right. You think you're pleasing your husband and pleasing your wife. And all at once the devil sends a secret storm in that home. And the peace that you once had, you find out there's nothing but trouble in that home. And anybody who really loves your husband and love your wives, love your children. When you are having a secret domestic storm, you'll find yourself not able to sleep at night. You'll cry and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I need you to bring peace in my home. And then you see there are a lot of people that we work on the jobs with. You know, I wished I had a grandchild. Oh, yes, many of these people keep smile on their faces. Many people that worship in the same church with us. When we see them, seemingly that they are happy all the time. But behind those smiles, there are many secret domestic stories. How many people that I know will smile on a Sunday, shake hands with a smile on the face, but you never know the burdens and the storms that they carry deep down in their heart. Whenever you find yourself having to pretend, for I hold to it, yes, that is the best way to live your life. You gotta always keep a smile on your face. Because if you smile, the world will smile with you. And if you cry to the one you cry on, yes, people are having secret storms. There's another storm that's called the secret health storm. Yes, some of us have been sick for many years. Some of us have been going to the doctors for 30 and 40 years. And most of us have gotten accustomed to our illness. And that kind of illness doesn't disturb us too bad. Because somehow we learn to deal with that storm. When we've had an illness for 20 or 30 years. But the kind of secret storm that's hard to live with is the one similar to Mother Woodley has. One where you find yourself going on in life. You gotta come down in life. I wish I had some witnesses here. Today you are walking around on your feet. Today you are able to drive your car. Today you are able to cook your food. Today you are able to wash your clothes. You know I feel alright whenever the secret storm of hell comes. Do like old man Joe did when Joe found himself in a storm. You got is gonna be thrown over. But if you know God for yourself, say, Lord, have mercy. I need to go to the other side. Won't the Lord make a way? My friend, Jesus told them to get in the boat. We finished our work on this side. Now it's time to go to the other side. Jesus didn't tell them that they were gonna come in a storm. Jesus didn't tell them where they were. devil's got in the shield, and they got in the storm, obeying Jesus. You know I feel all right. Some stones are good for ya. Stones will make you stronger. If you wanna test a tree in the forest, you go to it after the storms have been along. Yes, he's alright. Look at these disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Look at these disciples obeying Jesus. And the devil, the son of secret stone, while the boat was going along smoothly, all at once the winds blew. The wind began to shake the little ship. It shook it from side to side. The water began to come in the ship. As long as the waves were beating around the ship, disciples didn't become afraid. As long as the waves were beating under the ship, disciples didn't become afraid. As long as the waves were beating over the ship, the disciples didn't become afraid. But after a while, waves got in the boat. Began to fill up with water, and this is when they became afraid.